This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 379, down 1.5. July corn, 387, down 1. September corn, 394.75, down 0.75. May soybeans, 969.25, down 4.75. July soybeans, 973.75, down 4.25. August soybeans, 972.5, down 4. May wheat, 514, up 12. July wheat, 516.5, up 13.25. September wheat, 526, up 13.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Kinder grain prices ended mixed on Monday afternoon, with corn lower on weak export inspections and soybeans sought lower levels on South America's record soybean crop. Wheat drew strength from the lack of moisture in the U.S. Plain States. In northern and western Illinois, Kinder grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 2 lower at 351 to 374. Soybean bids down 3 to 6 cents at 937 to 951. In central Illinois, Kinder grain dealers quoted shell corn mostly 2 cents lower at 345 to 373, while soybean bids were down 5 to 7 at 942 to 970. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 2 cents lower at 355 to 378. Soybean bids down 5 cents at 946 to 974, and the wheat bids gained 12 to 15 cents at 430 up to 492. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 3 to 5 lower at 972 to 986. Basis ended steady to 2 cents stronger at 3 to 17 over the May. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $353.70 to $354.70. That is $3.30 per ton lower, with basis steady range from 30 to 31 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 2 cents lower at $3.77 to $3.85, with basis steady ranging from 2 under to 6 over the May. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 to 5 lower at 375 to 381, with basis steady to 3 cents lower at 4 under to 2 over the May. Soybeans down 6 to 7 at 970 to 974, with basis 1 to 2 lower at 1 to 5 over the May. New crop wheat prices on Monday 13 cents higher at 497 to 510, with basis steady ranging from 20 under to 7 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 4 to 5 lower at 394 to 395. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices 5 to 6 cents with quotations at 991 to 992. Soft wheat 11 to 12 higher at 514 to 524. And Milo ended sharply lower for the day, ranging from 439 to 454. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 360 up to 377. New crop soybean bids range from 891 up to 918. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 359 to 374. New crop soybean bids at 912 to 931. And in the southern part of the state on Monday, new crop corn bids range from 363 to 376, new crop soybean bids at 894 to 922, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, they range from 475 up to 505. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 153.20, down $1.07. June live cattle, 144.97, down 30 cents. August live cattle, 143.27, down 35 cents. March feeder cattle, 212.42, down 70 cents. April feeder cattle, 210.05, down $1.17. May feeder cattle, 208.90, down 82 cents. April lean hogs, 62.20, up 10 cents. May lean hogs, 71.42, no change. June lean hogs, $76.25, up 82 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 16th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 90 cents lower in the range of 51 to 60.50, with a weighted average carcass price of 58.73. In the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 28 to 34, 4 to 5 weights 31 to 36, 5 to 6 weights 35 to 38, and 6 weights and up 36 to 42. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $37 to $42. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 11,157 head. And now for the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They have a special bred cow sale with receipts of 306 head. Starting with some open heifers, medium and large one youngs. They ranged in weight from 700 to 900 pounds, bringing 1950 up to 2650. Bred cows, medium and large, third stage young, were 1,400 to 3,100, and large third stage young were 2,700 to 3,750. Also had some cow-calf pairs, medium and large one young, were 2,900 to 4,100, and cow-calf pairs, medium and large one, 2,200 to 3,950. They also had several head of breeding bulls, yearlings, and two-year-olds. They had three head bring over $5,100 to $5,300, 12 head brought $4,000 to $4,900, and 19 head of bulls brought $3,000 to $3,900. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $161. And heifers on a live basis traded at $163.50. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 307 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $68.36, and that was 88 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $245.26. That was $1.14 higher, with select carcasses at $245.06. That was 99 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 110,000. That compared to 110,000 last week and 116,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 418,000. That compared to 432,000 last week and 388,000 a year ago. Now for the report from the Hamilton-Madison County Hay Auction. They had receipts of 1,963 bales. Starting with the alfalfa premium quality large squares, they were $62.50. Good quality small squares, $4.50. And the large squares were $45 to $48. Alfalfa grass, good quality small squares, $4.60 a bale. Mixed grass, good quality small squares, $2 to $3 a bale, with the large squares at $40 a bale. Wheat straw, good quality small squares, $2.50 to $3.50 a bale. And that concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned after the break, where we'll hear a report from a meeting of best management practices that was focused on cover crops. That's coming up after this. 36 state FFA officers are gathering on Capitol Hill this week to celebrate National Ag Day. National FFA Director of Government and Nonprofit Relations, Kent Chesky, says agriculture plays a key role in all of our everyday lives, so FFA is pleased to play a role in helping others know the importance of agriculture, especially during National Ag Day. Goals for National Ag Day are to encourage Americans to understand how food and fiber products are produced, appreciate the role agriculture plays in providing safe, abundant, and affordable products, value the role of agriculture in maintaining a strong economy, and encourage people to consider career opportunities in the ag, food, and fiber industries. The Illinois Council on Best Management Practices had a meeting in Macoupin County today focused on cover crops. Andy Shireman farms in Scott, Morgan, Brown, and Green counties and was on a panel to answer farmers' questions at today's Best Management Practices meeting. I had the chance to speak with him about his experience with cover crops.
I started cover crops 5 years ago. The main reason was I wanted to increase the organic matter in my soils. But there are a lot of other benefits. I run some highly erodible ground, and I was in a no-till operation already. So adding the cover crops just helps with the runoff also.
So far, how has your experience been with it? Are you happy? Has it been doing what you wanted?
So far, what I've been noticing that I'm very happy with it. The one thing that I have not really done much testing yet, I know I'm still in my fifth year, but I have not made any soil tests to see if I've increased any organic matter or not. But what I have done is done some root digs. I go out with a shovel very often in my fields, and I can see the microbial activity has increased tremendously. So I know I'm doing some real good for my soils.
And just so people can get a little background of where you're coming from, can you tell us about the cover crops you use and what rotation you're using them on?
The cover crops I use, I mainly stick with annual ryegrass and cereal rye. Anything ahead of a soybean plant, I put cereal rye down. Anything ahead of corn, well, I shouldn't say anything. I try to go annual ryegrass ahead of corn, but sometimes the calendar does not let me do that. So I stick with cereal rye in that situation also. I also I do corn on corn, so that has definitely worked into the program well. The cover crops fit well in a corn on corn situation also.
And what goes into deciding what cover crops you want to use on your operation?
I think first thing is economics for me. I try to make sure that it's going to relate well with the actual cash crop that I'm trying to produce. I don't want something that's going to have a negative effect on the cash crop, because that's really my main goal, is to raise a good crop. I'm putting these in to enhance my crop, not necessarily to harvest anything off of them. So I want to make sure it fits well with the crop that's going to follow.
Cover crops are catching on as a more popular theme in farming. Would you recommend other farmers look into cover crops?
I would definitely recommend it. It is a wonderful feeling when you see the cover crops growing out there. You walk out in your fields and do a root dig and find the earthworms out there. It's just a wonderful feeling. I put them on every single acre I have. There's not an acre in Illinois that should not have cover crops on it.
Very well said. And do you have any tips for those who are looking into starting them, for those who may be apprehensive about it?
I think the first tip I would give somebody is talk to another farmer that has been doing it for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Get their input first. Try to find somebody close to you that has a similar soils that you do. Everybody tells you to start small. I did not do that. I jumped in both feet and I haven't looked back since. And that worked out very well. I really didn't have too many in my area that were doing cover crops, but I feel very comfortable when somebody comes to me and asks advice that I can give them the advice they need to get started.
All right, very good. Do you have any final thoughts about cover crops or about today's meeting that you'd like to share with us before going today?
I think it's very interesting going to these meetings and meeting new people and hearing the questions that they have and seeing how cover crops are actually spreading throughout the state. And it makes me feel good because I know it's a good thing for all of us.
Again, that was Andy Shireman speaking on his experience with cover crops at today's Macoupin County Best Management Practices meeting. There will be another Best Management Practices meeting in Jerseyville this Wednesday. Hamilton's hay auction took place this past weekend. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a review of the auction.
Well, Angela, as you recall, we had a lot of rain all day Friday, so there wasn't a lot of hay came in Friday, but we ended up with a total of 1,963 bales. We had 500 bales, small squares of alfalfa. It was from $2 to $4.50. We had 550 bales of alfalfa grass from $2.25 to $4.60. 310 bales of mixed grass from $2 to $3 per bale. At 120 small squares of straw from $2.50 to $3. In the round bales, we had 60 mixed grass bales from $30 to the top of $45 a bale. At 68 bales of Reed's Canary at $21. Ended up with 25 bales of straw from $26 to $31 per bale. In the 3x3s, we ended up with 330 bales. We had 220 bales of alfalfa from $31 to a top of $62.50. We had 20 bales of mixed grass at $40. And then we had 90 2x3 bales, and they was in a price range from $39 to $41 per bale.
Well, it sounds like despite the rain, you still had a pretty good auction.
Yeah, it was. It surprised us. We wasn't expecting much in, but people started showing up and ended up had a good sale. We had a great buyer participation. So looking forward to a lot of hay again this week.
All right, sounds good. And if anyone has any questions about the auction, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me on my cell phone at 618-410-4293.
All right, thank you very much, Mike. Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.